Christopher Biggins sings songs from the musicals. Who can forget this one?
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
And who can also forget? He did. And what about... Oh, well, you've got to give Biggins what have you got to give Biggins?
A cock up the arse.
He loves a big cock up the arse, does Biggins.
I like the way we don't have to change any of the settings, but we haven't actually used this since the last pap.
No.
This is the pap, right? This is the pap done. Yeah.
Is that it?
I think so.
We've made a Christopher Biggins joke. He can take us to court, and it's all done.
Can I retract the thing out of his arse? Oh, no, I meant the thing about...
About his arse. Don't retract from his arse. We can't retract from Christopher Biggins' arse. We'll have Christopher Biggins' arse's lawyers on the phone right now. Let's just see if we can talk to them. Hello? Is that Chris Biggins? Fuck off. Right, so that's my that's my fader for my microphone, and my stuff comes up on which one again?
Don't press that one.
I fucking hate this studio. I don't. I love it, but the actual pap's about hate. All right, good. Yeah, just tell Biggins we'll get back to him and just to sit there on his fat ass. Hello, it's Pap 10, or the second one of the trilogy of four that will lead us to the 12th one, which of course is the last one, that being the one after the next one. I hope you understand all of that. I will be asking questions later. It's me, Mark Fox, and indeed the Chestless Bugle joins me. He would. It's his house. Apologise, of course, to Christopher Biggins and his arse, if any of that bit that stays in there before that we did. Just rapping between the two of us in a Derek and Clive type genius way that only two expert broadcasters, one of them slightly hungover, it has to be said, naughty you.
One of them well hung, can I just say?
That's right, one of them hung like a horse, but it does help that he's quite skinny because then it makes his willy look bigger. We are on the 10th, Pap, and today was supposed to be, if you remember, the last one was sponsored by the Asda Chocolate Moments, 3 for £1, don't bother, the shit. This one, we were going to have, because it's hatred, I was thinking we could have a lot, but nice, and I was going to try and get some funny face lollies. Do you remember them from the past? Wall's funny face, you're too young.
I'm way too young.
But they were lovely. Does anyone remember funny face lollies? Because I always think when people sort of go into that hated face look, because this Pap's about, it sort of teaches hatred. Although I'm not someone who really hates a lot of things.
No, you're quite a loving guy. But when it happens, it grinds your gears, mate.
First of all, what I want to do though is, since the last time we were here, I've got a few letters to go through. People getting in touch with us. So just want to say, this one says, "Dear Keith, love your show, but I do find you to be an irritating cock." And the next one says, "Keith, do yourself a are we still hacking into Keith Lemon's emails?
I think so.
Oh, shit.
Well, did we actually ever do that bit? I think we forgot.
Okay, that was supposed to be a regular from Pap 1. So if you could go back over the last 10 Paps and insert Keith Lemon jokes, we'd really appreciate that as well. Talking of hatred, everyone's got things. Maybe hatred's the wrong word, but a strong dislike for certain
things. Don't change the word now. We've just called the Pap hate.
But that could be almost a synonymous thing where the fact is it's sycophantically and phlegmatically...
All right, Russell Brand, move on.
I know you've got a few things that you don't like, I tell you what I like, or did start liking, I'm starting to dislike it now. The Bugle, Adrian, he's got this thing where he'll talk to you, right, and he'll get you embroiled in a really, really what you think is an interesting conversation. And you think to yourself, and what he does then, during you talking to him like that, is he goes out and slams the fucking door, and he does it every time, and when he started it was funny, but now it just gets right up my tits.
Sorry, mate. It's just at the end of the day it gets dark, and on the other hand, what have you got?
four fingers and a thumb stuck up Chris Biggins' ass. Right, you've got a few things that you dislike. I strongly dislike the fact that I listed all this, and now I can't find it. One of the things I dislike strongly is the need for this time of year for people to have a sofa by Christmas. It's just, have you seen it? You just not only get yourself a sofa, you can pay for it in 10 years, but if you order now, you'll have it in time for... I want to know how many people out there have honestly been surprised on Christmas morning and gone down and...
How do you get that down the chimney?
Here's your main present, look. For fuck's sake. What is it? It's a DFS sofa. And you're paying for it yourself. You've got 5 years. And I don't understand why this time of year now, I do understand. It's all about selling stuff, isn't it? It's about selling stuff. To be honest with you, you don't impulse buy and go out and say, what do we need today? Sugar, some milk, a new fridge, and a sofa. We do need a new fridge.
Yeah, we do. Thanks for that, mate.
Cheers. Last night when I was out in the kitchen, apparently I broke the fridge. I don't know how I did that.
No, you didn't just break the fridge. You broke the fridge and the freezer.
All right, Beagle. Just remember, whose name's above the sign.
On the house or the pat?
Chris Biggins. Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay, some music. We always definitely make sure that you get the best in the music. So, and we wanted it to be a family. Well, it's about hatred. We wanted it to be a family-oriented pap, didn't we?
Are you going by this order, by the way?
Which order do you want me to go by?
Well, I've done a new order.
The new world order.
I can go by this order. Well. Just give me a second.
No, it's fine if you want to go by that. Go on then. You piss about over there, and I'll tell them something about that. Another thing I hate. The other thing I hate, people, the government, pretending they want you to stop smoking. When if you stop smoking, I know everyone doesn't smoke. They can't run adverts saying you've got to stop smoking. It's good because the national health had collapsed. It's run on wheezing smokers. Do you know what I mean?
Amen, brother.
And that's just the nurses. Let's be honest about it. You don't want people to stop because at £8 a packet, you're making a fucking fortune. Now, light my cigar, big boy, and call me Barry. Are we ready?
Oh, you go for it.
All right, then. Here's a song, family song for everybody. I've got to press F.
Dead puppy. Dead puppies.
That's right, kid, dead puppies.
Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppy's days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Fun. Dead puppies, dead puppies.
Dead
puppies. Dead puppies.
Dead puppies.
Dead puppies.
Dead puppies.
Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies.
Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here today to... Actually, I was just thinking, we've got a puppy. I don't want to wish that on our puppy, Puppy of the Pipper, the pooing, pissing puppy, even though sometimes we do go out to the toilet in the middle of the night and tread in little presents that Pipper leaves for us in the hall Sometimes she leaves them. Sometimes she eats them. And then the next day she wants... What we like is we get people round, or people that we like, or bosses. And they come round, and we don't tell them. And of course, what the first thing you do with a puppy, you pick it up. You're lovely. And Pippa licks everyone's face. We know where Pippa was 5 minutes before, don't we? She was eating her own poo. Well, that's good. Something that you can look forward to if you come round and see me in the Chestless Bugle ever.
Sorry to chip in. I know your name is above the... But not just her own poo always as well.
She's not fussy. The cat's poo's quite nice.
She likes the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen her actually wedged between the toilet seat and your arse before, trying to catch one.
That wasn't for that reason. But listen, let me tell you what it's like. You know at Christmas when you all go out and get the cheese boards, if you wait till Christmas Eve, they're half price. That's like Pippa when she's in the cat tray, because there's two cats. She'll nip in. She'll do in as well. So in a way, she's got a selection box of poos to choose from. And you've never seen a happier dog's face. And do you know what? You know when puppies eat, they really do like to get into it. The head goes down and up she comes. And then she'll look at you and it's all greased around her mouth. It's quite special. It really is. So there, we'll dedicate that to her, but not wish it on her, if you know what I mean. Other things that get on my tits. Oh, by the way, I think we should ring up DFS as well. I'm not sure what I'm going
to
say.
There's a national phone number, and then you have to go through them to get to anyone else.
All right, well, I'll ring them in a minute. But the other thing, I was trying to sort something out with the computer, and Alan knows what I'm like with computers. And I couldn't get the bloody... Now, am I wrong or am I right here? USB ports. Are USB, the first letter that in USB, isn't that universal?
Yeah, universal serial bus.
Okay, so universal, does that imply to you that you pretty much can plug anything into that that's meant to be a USB?
Yeah, that's the whole point of a universal, you know, well, I don't teach my grandkids some eggs, but it's so we have some unified way of doing things.
So why doesn't it ever work? Why is it that every time I try and put something that's supposed to go into a USB port in, it never fits? Why is it that you've got phones, for example... Why is it that my phone should be have a different charger to your phone? What is necessarily really necessary about that necessarily?
Well, nothing.
Or is it just because someone somewhere thinks, let them pay 25 quid if they lose their charger, I'm not making it easy for them?
On that front as well...
Rebecca Front.
Now...
Can't say anything about that. Subdued to say.
We have one, two... We have four laptops. We have four laptops between us, right?
We do.
We're selling them cheap, actually, if you want to get in touch.
Yeah, we'll have some more next week when Terry comes round.
Anyway,
he's a cunt and all, but go on.
So they're all 19 volts, right?
Yeah.
They all take 19 volts.
Don't teach your granny to suck cock.
Why does every single end little connector have to be a different size? Even if you've got a Samsung one, there's three different Samsung ones. Why don't you just make it the same? Shall I tell you why it is? Well, this is what I hate. I hate this. It's because they want you to spend 25 quid on a brand new one on their website. Yeah. Even if, you know, you've got a Samsung one that's slightly... They never fit. No. Or Maplin have come up with a solution. Get this, right?
Well,
instead of paying 25 quid and going to the actual supplier... You can get one which has got changeable ends. Isn't that good?
Like Chris Biggins?
Yeah. 35 quid.
Only 35 quid?
It's ridiculous. I hate that.
I know what I've got to say to them. They're all cunts. Just imagine Pippa licking your face now. That's what she is.
เคยว่าของดีดวงดีทำไมมันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
ดวงอะไรที่ดีไม่เห็นมีตัวตนเลยนั้นที่เขาเรียกว่าดวงนะดวงอะไรกันถ้ายิ่งเก่าก็ยิ่งมันเขาเรียกขี้กลางพุ่งเดือน
มีดวงใครว่าของดีดวงที่ทำไมมันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
ที่เห็น
ทำไมมันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
คันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
คันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคันคัน
Hello?
I love this song,
haven't I? Good afternoon, DFS Furniture. Matthew speaking. How can I help?
Matthew, hello. It's Mark Fox here. How's it going?
Very good, thanks. You?
Yeah, not too bad. Listen, Matthew, been watching your adverts on the telly and stuff, and I was wondering if I could get one of those things in for that you do.
One of what, sorry?
One of those things that you sell.
One of the sofas.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, can you get one to me? I understand at the moment you can get them before Christmas if you order them now.
Yes, they're guaranteed before Christmas.
Brilliant,
yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, great, I love
it. Excellent. Yeah. You know the one that you want to order? Do you know the name of it?
Yeah, the one on the telly that the girl sits on, that one.
I don't know which one that is, to be honest. We have quite a few different ones on the telly at the minute.
Well, you know, she's got dark hair, and she wears a red top, and she's a little bit irritating, but no, she does you proud. I'm going to tell you that, Matthew, for a second. But anyway, if you could get me one of those, but I definitely need it before Christmas. Is that all right? Do you need some details?
Yeah, certainly.
Right,
I just need to find out which one it is first. Was it a fabric one or a leather one?
I think she was human, just made of skin and normal stuff. Oh, the sofa.
Yeah.
I can't really tell. She was sitting on it at the time and talking. It would. I just remember I was taken by its ambience.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what? You can get that to me, by the 24th of December, I'd have thought.
It depends which sofa it is, because some of the sofas...
Before Christmas. Got to be available before Christmas, you see. This is what struck me by your ad. You said available before Christmas, and that was the thing. I said to Wendy in the kitchen, I said, Wendy, we could get this for Christmas.
Have you got a computer there at all, the internet?
They give me access to it once a day.
Right. Because it might be better if you find the one on the internet that you want, pick the name of it.
Right.
And then we can order it a lot easier then, because someone knows which one we're ordering for you.
Does it have to be from your store? What I mean is, if I see one I like in a different shop, can I get that? Will you get that for me?
No, it's got to be a DFS sofa.
All right, but you could definitely get that to me before Christmas.
Well, you're
changing your story now, Matthew. You're changing your story. The advert said you'd definitely be able to get it for me before Christmas. You see, it's important because Christmas...
It depends which sofa you choose. Cause
I want the one that they said they could get before Christmas, that one.
Right. Some sofas take longer to make than others, so the factories on some sofas are closed off for guaranteed pre-Christmas delivery.
Right.
Most of them at the moment are still available, but I can't say every single one of them because there are a few that have now closed for pre-Christmas.
Right.
So it's really important that we find out which one you need.
Right. Do you make them, Matthew?
We make some of our own sofas, yeah.
Oh, you're very clever. Are you making one now? I'll have that one. Can you get that to me before Christmas? Matthew...
Watches TV, and if you ever wondered what it's like to be me, she takes all my money and leaves me no smokes, yells at my buddies and insults my folks. I'm breaking my back, doing the best that I can. She's got the time for the dog and none for her man. And I'm no dope, but I can't cope, so hit the fucking road and piss her up a rope. You can piss up a rope. You can piss up a
soft like silk. I'm sick of your mouth and your 2% milk. And I'm no dope, but I've lost all hope. So hit the fucking road and piss up a rope. You can piss up a rope and you can put on your shoes. Hit the road, get drunk, pack your bag. I don't need the ag on your knees, you big booty bitch. Start sucking.
That there are other sofa companies out there that you can wind up as well. It's not exclusively DFS, although they do seem to have an unfair advantage with the people they stick on the phones there, so that's good. We'll get back to them. Hopefully that'll be with us before Christmas, I would have thought, which would be nice. They can piss up a leather rope, I would imagine. It's Mark, it's Alan, it's Pap 10, or indeed the second of the four that will lead us to the end one, which will be the last Pap we ever do. Pap 12 live on Christmas Eve at 6 o'clock. Live. You will be able to phone us up. Maybe you'll be solicitors that represent DFS or Chris Biggins' arse. I don't know, but you can ring us up live Christmas Eve, put it in your diaries, and then go out and get drunk and lose your diary or something like that.
Did you say Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve, 6 o'clock. We've talked about this. This is what we're going to do now. You're not going to make...
Ooh. We'll chat after.
It is going to be 6 o'clock Christmas Eve. Don't worry about that. And this one is... it's the second in the fourth of the trilogy that's celebrating the world's end. And that way, we thought we'd do something to do with the link of the last one and the next two. And this one is a very tenuous link of funny face lollies. Because when you're angry and mad and stuff like that, you make a funny face. That's what I thought. And funny face lollies are really nice. Ideally, we would have had some to eat. But I went out last night and got hammered. So I forgot to get all the stuff in.
You stayed in and got hammered.
I don't know where I was. Quite frankly, I was hammered.
You were definitely in the fridge about 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock I was in the fridge because it was still open at 8 o'clock this morning when Alan got up. And subsequently, he's had to completely defrost the fridge. That annoys me when people do that. That annoys me when people do defrost fridges at 8 o'clock in the morning just because you've broken them in the middle of the night. Footballers, they get on my tits. I'm sorry, I know a lot of girls find them attractive, but what have they got to say for themselves? And why do they always put the manager as the one who really can't speak about anything without making you want to go to sleep? Well, it's a game of two halves, I've got to tell you, Trevor, and, we've had him fuck off before I fall asleep. CSI anything.
Yes!
CSI anything. Oh. Why don't they have a few jokes in CSI? Why has it always got to be bloody straight-faced people
death
telling
and
you
death
entry
and death.
Entry level wound came in here and that's my head in Glee. What's that all about?
Oh my god!
There's even a bloke in a wheelchair dancing. No, I'm not having a go, but come on.
Is it the same person singing every single part? Because it sounds that way.
I
just
don't
different
know.
Faces.
And I'm saying I'm not having a go at the bloke in the wheelchair. Because of any other reason apart from he's just as annoying as the rest of them. Do you know what I mean? They sit there, well, he has to. The rest of them stand dancing around and he's giving it the old fucking wheelie up and down like that. He's only got a, you know, bless him, but he's only got a certain amount of moves you can do in a wheelchair. You try it. Oh, I don't know. What else? Can you think of anything else that really winds you up?
What, just in general?
Oh, yeah. Get it off your chest, mate. Get it off your chest.
Right. on Facebook, right?
Facebook. When Facebook, someone, just stop there.
When someone says something to you, when someone says something to you which you know is, they're trying to be offensive, they're trying to be rude to you.
I know what you're
going to
say.
And they're being passive aggressive and they end it with
LOL.
Lol. It's so annoying. It's pretty much like going, hey, just to let you know. I had one the other day going, hey, your show was pretty bad this morning. Lol.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what, is that a joke that my show wasn't bad? Or are you saying,
oh, yeah. Are you calling me crap? That's been nice, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't have the balls to just say you're crap. Lol, smiley face.
I thought the lol might cheer you up after I'd said the show was shit. That's all.
And you meant lots of love, right?
Of course I did.
The show's crap, lots of love.
I've got a friend, I won't name him, a guy I work with on the, now and then in the past, in the dim and distant past, Extra. I don't know if I've ever worked with him on a set of an Extra, actually, but I know him through Extras, having done film work in the past. And, award-winning film work, of course. And, I won't embarrass him by giving his name, but let's just call him Stuart Bailey. And Stuart, every time he does a Facebook status, doesn't matter what it's about, he ends it with LOL. Laugh out loud. And I just imagine him in his house, just sitting there, giggling like, all right, fuck it. I'm not knocking him, but he just sit there. Wash me hair today. Ain't got any hair. Wash me face today when I got up, laugh out loud.
Some people are like that, aren't they?
What?
Some people walk into the room and go, hey, Mark, great day. They are. Paul Daniels.
Paul Daniels, a lovely fellow. Wouldn't say anything nasty about him. His wife, however. Fuck it. I can't tell you about her. God. No, you'll like that. Not a lot, but you will like it. Okay, so that's about it, really. We just wanted to touch base, talk to you, and let you know that the live PAP 12, there are no more PAPs after this. Christmas Eve, there'll be one more, which is going to be about loosely based on... Actually, no, you won't. You'll have to tune in. But I will tell you that the last one, PAP 12, will be a celebration of all good things and life. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, beautiful.
Steve Wright Ripple?
Huh?
Steve White Ripple. Chessless, as usual, you've been a cowboy DJ, so well done for that. Go on. Oh, Asian, come here. Dominic Littlewood.
Hi.
Yeah. I was listening to Show on Fire this morning. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what are you doing talking to people like that and then playing songs like that?
Well, it's what I'm paid to do.
Well, there he is. Adrian Lake. Look at the face, hear the sound, and realise if you want a Christmas disco done, get it done by some other cunt, because he will stitch you up like a fucking kipper.
Put the fader up.
No, fucking bollocks. Which fader is it?
That one.
Fucking shit. I didn't like the intro on this anyway.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun.
I used to be able to work a radio station before, but
cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be et at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. Nobody thunk it, nobody knew, no one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows a tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cowed all drums. He moved, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around, cause the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bummed. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free-roving bovines. We run free today. We will fight for bovine freedom.
and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns, they crashed the gate in a great stampede, tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke rising, darken in the day, 12 burning McDonald's, have it your way. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. The president said, enough is enough. These uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon, they would all be ground beef. Cows on buns. The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay. Cows outgunned. The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Guns.
Chris Biggins. Nothing to do with that song at all.
Hello. That was a quick fade, wasn't it? A bit like my career. Do you remember that?
No, not really.
Not really, who does? Well, just got some late-breaking stuff to tidy up, and then we can get out of here. Another email's come through. I'll just read this one. Keith, you are the child's father, and the longer you don't want to... I thought we'd stop doing Keith Lemons. I have to stop hacking into his stuff. You know what happens if people hack into people's communications now, don't you?
What's that?
Rebecca Brooks and all her friends perhaps go to prison.
I'm glad you said perhaps.
That's because right.
We wouldn't want to get sued.
For subjudice. Subjudice.
Well, I can possibly can't get
Anyway, of course, let's hope the judge doesn't listen to this part because that could be more listeners than we expected. That's about it, really, for PAP 10. And the next one will be PAP 11 with a secret theme. I do know it already. I'm not going to tell you. The last one will be live Christmas Eve, 6 o'clock. Shut up. And we'll be here to answer your questions. Maybe you want to ask us something like, why?
We'll have a chat about that after.
Christmas Eve, 6 o'clock. That'll be the live one. Live PAP. Before that, I think on the next PAP, we'll give you a number and I'll put it up on my... if you do, by the way, listen... to the PAPs, but haven't joined me or the Bugle on Facebook, do. You can find him through me, and you'll find me through my name. That's a good thing about Facebook. It recognises people by what they're called. So just simply put in...
What?
God. And you'll get him. Or my name, Mark Fox. DJ extraordinaire, dancer, actor,
writer. I don't want you to be so rude to me.
Just like it.
It's almost as if you hate me.
I would. I've built up a career on loving you. How could you say that? I'm Richard to your Alexander on Pointless. Surely, just funnier. Arse. Right, that's it. We're out of here. Off like a bag of prawns in a heatwave, a bride's nighty. I'll be back in the next Papin in a couple of weeks and then the live one on Christmas Eve. It's been fantastic talking to you. I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are and whatever you're doing, etc., etc. Couldn't give a monkey's
bye, fuck. Bye.
Up your flaps. Fuck's sake. There's only two faders I have to worry about, and I pulled the wrong fucking fader. Yeah, you did that one though, didn't you?
Yeah, sorry, come on. Right, is a Mr. Biggins on the phone for you?
Yeah, tell him I'll deal with him when I finish with old Keith Lemon's solicitors on the phone. Fuck him.